Item number three, please.
Item number three is from the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works, requesting approval of Milwaukee County's 2012-2016 Land and Water Resources Management Plan. On 4/12/11, this item was laid over.
Mr. Keith, Mr. Detzer, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. As you mentioned, this is a request for approval for the county's Land and Water Resources Management Plan. It was carried over from last month's committee meeting. The last meeting, there were some concerns raised regarding the extent to which the document addressed the management of contaminated sediments in the rivers and streams of Milwaukee County. And to address this concern, we suggested making a revision of the draft plan by inserting another action plan into the work plan, which is Chapter 4 of the document. And the addition, which I think was provided to you, would appear on page 139 of the draft plan under Goal 2, which is Protect, Maintain, Restore Land and Water Resources in Milwaukee County. That's the only revision, I guess, we had planned at this point in time to make to the draft.
Those were questions raised, I believe, if my memory serves me, by Supervisor Lipscomb.
That's correct.
And you've been in contact with him, and he was agreeable with the result, the modifications?
That's correct.
Questions by committee members? Supervisor Jerzyk.
Thank you. I perhaps apologize as a new member. I'm not as familiar with the history and the committee, but I did, about 6 months ago, have a meeting in South Milwaukee with all of the different agencies, including Sewer Pack, DNR, Milwaukee County was there certainly, MMSD, and the issue was with regard to the Oak Creek watershed and the concern not only with silt buildup, but the damage to the bluffs that continue to occur. And I did go online to try to read the Land and Resource Plan and saw that there was a Goal 3. I'm wondering if you could address the issue with regard to the bluff management and the attempt to protect bluffs.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman and committee members, if I could, I'd like to have Tim Detzer, who's with me here today. He's an environmental engineer who also worked on the plan, and I think he'd probably be better person to answer that question.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, certainly bluff stabilization specifically and especially along Lake Michigan shoreline and the stream banks of Milwaukee County is one of the goals. However, there are no specific projects associated with these goals. You know, we're open to certainly any project that we can tackle and that can be funded. This is specifically just a goal for that we tell the DNR and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection that we are aware of these problems within Milwaukee County and that we are trying to address them. But there aren't any specific projects for this.
I guess you're confirming what my fear was, that there are no projects to address it. And Sewer Pack is, as I understand it, the issue that they were asked to look into, and they're doing some engineering studies and they're trying to develop a plan. I don't know how imminent it is, Mr. Chair, that this be passed this month. I guess I would like to get a little bit more information. This bluff erosion is critical along Grand Park and Sheridan Park. We are losing parkland. We've got snow fences that are now blocking a major area of erosion on bluff and Grand Park. It's actually threatening the bike trail there, and next it's going to be the road through Grand Park. Some of the silt buildup in the Oak Creek actually causes this because when heavy rains occur because of the silt buildup, the creek overflows, and then the water flows willy-nilly anywhere it will until it gets to the lake and causes some of the bluff erosion. Supposedly this is being addressed. I know there's also grant issues that come up yearly. The issues have been addressed with Congressman Moore, but I would like to at least try to coordinate what Sewer Pack is doing right now to try to get an understanding of how far they are and if this is going to impact, especially that goal three, which I'm very concerned about. So my question is, how critical is it that we adopt this month? And is there, would there be some leeway with the committee to permit me to get that information and bring that up in here with regard to goal three?
My sense is, Supervisor Jurczyk, that this is time sensitive in the sense that grant applications are dependent upon the passage of this. Perhaps you could elaborate, Mr. Dancer, or
Well, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, if I may, this document is intended to be a guideline. It's not intended to have specific projects associated with the goals. If there are projects that, you know, that fit in these goals, then certainly having this document passed would help in our, you know, getting these projects up to speed. But this is just supposed to be a document with which we understand, or we submit to the state, and they understand what our resource problems are. And then really what they're trying to ascertain is if we're meeting the goals of Chapter NR 151 for soil erosion and water quality. So we tell them what we think, how we can best address this within Milwaukee County, and we're stating that we think that, you know, bluff erosion is one of the problems that we need to address. They don't expect to have specific projects put in the plan. This is just something that we say, this is what we're going to do. We get this grant money from the state, and we use this grant money to address these types of problems. So,
could you address the question of delaying this and the impacts that might have?
Well, we're going to this, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, we're going to the state in August, so we have to have, for approval of the plan, so we do need time to have the plan to, you know, make the copies and make the changes. So we could delay one more month if, you know, need be. However, I mean, we wouldn't be adding a specific project to the plan because that's not the intent of the document.
So it would apparently not accomplish the goal that you hope to affect.
Although this is a plan, Mr. Chairman, that runs from 2012 to 2016, and if it sounds like we could delay it one month, if I could try to coordinate that information with what this plan does and educate myself a little bit further, I appreciate that, and I would move layover for one month.
The motion is to lay over. Is there further discussion?
No, sir.
Hearing none, please call the roll.
Haas.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
7-0, the item is laid over for one cycle.
Thank you.